Tilecast, news, features and analysis brought to you by Diary of a Tile Addict.
CSI is over. So, what do we see, Joe? Give us your overview.
Right. Well, the first thing we saw was what we didn't see, which was wallpaper effect tiles. After last year, when they were absolutely everywhere, I was expecting to see more this year, and they were conspicuous by their absence, I thought. But what we did see were a lot of people bigging up their tiling heritage. So, I've been coming to the show for a long time, and the last person I can remember seeing hand painting a tile was Marlborough Ceramics, way back when. And there were several we saw today where there were people actually hand decorating ceramics, and there were lots of timelines around. Perhaps that's down to the 40-year theme of this year's show, but lots of people showing what they did in the 70s, 80s, 90s, etc. Quite interesting. How about you, Han?
I thought there were a lot of wallpapery. Maybe our definitions of wallpapery are different, whereas I see anything that's a large-scale decorative piece, I just lump that into the wallpaper effect pile. Maybe you think that they belong somewhere else.
Well, I suppose I was defining it as the 1x3 metre continuous pattern ones that were designed to be used next by next. I haven't seen many of those. I saw a few bookmatch marbles and that sort of thing, but the ones which had the big tropical foliage or the roses or things like that, I wasn't seeing them today.
No, well, in comparison to last year, definitely there weren't so many, but there were quite a lot of tropical things last year, definitely.
Tropical still very much everywhere. It has been, I think, since 2019 at least.
Maybe it depended on which hall you're in. As I say, this is only after the first day.
Which halls were you in?
That was largely, we were in 30, 36, 25, 26 were the main four for us.
You got around today then.
We were trying to do an overview, so yeah, we'd all split up. And so Hannah was going solo with Dan, and Joe and I were going round. And it's interesting that we've come back with different perspectives.
Yeah, I mean, there obviously were one or two outstanding kind of things which you could maybe put in the wallpaper effect thing, like that boxed pattern, dado level, I don't know what you call it, patterned, coloured one.
The pinky and the green and the creamy.
Yeah, but I don't know what.
They're like a wood.
They're like panelling, yes, a bit like panelling. That's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, first time I'd seen it as well. Had some interesting shaded effects, and it was very three-dimensional.
I thought trying to camouflage grout lines was quite a thing. There seemed to be a lot of, you know, trying to make a big mess of a tile without really seeing the lines. I think it was particularly where there was a vertical three-dimensional pattern, and it was like the grout lines disappeared because of the way it was put together.
Yeah. There were lots of new versions of wood effect tiles with vertical patternings on them, a bit like the ones that we saw last year, which were designed to look like the deck of a fancy yacht. But these ones were much more two woods put together in long strips or wavy formats. Lots of those, sort of softening the wood look. Plenty of that, yeah. Hannah's nodding.
I'm nodding, yes.
A favourite so far?
Favourite tile or favourite look?
Neither.
Okay. Well, I thought if I had to single anything out, I did think originally we started there, but it was, I think, still was the thing I would refer back to was all three brands from Peronda were outstanding, I thought. Really liked everything they were doing, pretty much. I love their coloured 3D rectangular tiles, which you could use either like waves or as folded linen. Thought they were beautiful. I really liked some of the new polished effects with the very soft detailing. Thought they were lovely. And I quite like some of the micro finish split face stone effects that we're seeing around the place. I think they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that, hard to describe it, but that one little U-shaped curly decorations on a stone format, gonna have to come up with a name for it, but it looked
wormy,
like,
is what Mum said that she
yes, yeah, it was like micro wormy. We're gonna have to come up with better words
something,
for it, but I really like that.
Something more appealing.
Yeah.
For me, the I think it's because it was a surprise to come across it, was the TN Corporation, the Japanese, with the hand-painted...
Yes, I love those.
The hand-painted pieces, I think they had blue and pink, and they were just really quite...
I thought the whole stand was exquisite.
Yeah.
There's something very small and considered about them. You can just see
The contrast with you come from these massive stands with all these massive patterns or stone effects, and then you just see out the corner of your eye this little, watercolour.
Mm. No, I thought their stand was beautiful. I did have to go on and just say to the bloke, we're big fans, because as it turns out we are.
The little wormy one, by the way, I've just looked back at my photographs, it was ABK, it's called Curve. Is that one? It was part of a range of a...
Yes, it was done by an external designer whose name is currently escaping me, but you'll be able to tell me who it was, I'm sure.
I think that was Paolo Navoni.
Absolutely, that's exactly who it was.
Yeah, okay.
I thought they all their effects were really nice, but it was a very interesting stand. In fact, the whole of the ABK group came over well, I thought.
As they did last year, actually. They didn't make quite a big thing of the cooking.
Yeah.
But
Francesco Di Maio, I'm a big fan. I really like the green floral shower
installation.
That was lovely.
Yeah.
Did you see 41042's Sodai? I don't know how to say it.
I haven't. Didn't get to the 41042.
That was a lot of colour, a lot of pattern. It was... I would class them as wallpaper effects. They had... I can't remember the names of them all now. But they were so a vibrant teal, for example, with a pink relief decor drawing a lot of them, a lot of these combinations. Really very nice to look at. I enjoyed that stand a lot. And on, I think the displays, the large scales, aren't actually tiles. So I was a bit confused when I walked in there and I felt them and I was thinking these... aren't tiles, but then the smaller ones on the sides, you could tell, okay, this is a plan, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
They were very cool, very pretty.
And colours, anything new? I saw a lot of mustard, but maybe I was looking for it.
I think it was pretty much as we'd predicted. It's very similar to what was last year, but slightly more intense, and particularly strong in the blue and blue-green ones, the kind of ones we will argue about as to whether it is blue or whether it's green. Saw a lot of those, ones that they had basically softed out of and called them sky, which seems to me an open it. And we saw a lot of the quite intense brick red, blood red, that kind of colour, either as a big field tile where it was very much about the dark clay look, or as an accent colour where it was more about the look. But the other things I think we were predicting, the paint or stucco effect ones, which is all about the materiality, we did see those. I managed to find a couple examples of my cubist prediction, but that's probably because I was definitely looking for it. And
maybe you could find anything if you really want to find it.
Well,
there probably is something for everybody, isn't there, in terms of patterns and colours.
But definitely the 3D elongated piece that you can use on curves, we did see that because people were demonstrating them on curves, so you know that definitely was was out there, and I think they were really nice.
I feel like I saw quite a bit of the 90s seeping in with this, I don't know what to call them, almost bubblegummy, imagine a young girl's bedroom in the 90s, maybe these light purples, pinks, blues, maybe a bit more vivid oranges. I think I saw quite a few of them that it stuck out to me, and I've been making a list.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we particularly noticed were like a marble effect with something like it been overlaid over the top of it. So like a sort of almost like a shadow decor, or a could have been metallic. They were doing them in Vitroza effects. They were doing them in metallics. And so you kind of looked through the pattern to the stone, or was it the other way around? It was, you know.
Was that the big, there was almost an art installation.
There was one that was, that was actually done like an art installation. You actually couldn't get right up to it because they made it so you couldn't walk
from
to
it. From one side it looked a bit like a petri dish growing something, until you went to the other side and saw the veining and you realised what you were supposed to be looking at.
Yeah. Yes, there was quite a lot of that sort of stuff. One or two quite sort of pretentious stands, I thought, which demanded a lot of you. You had to kind of walk along as though you were going somewhere between a prison and an art gallery. I wasn't sure which.
Yeah, there were a couple of very art installations,
weren't there? Yeah, and a few where they were kind of trying to enforce strict entrance codes, which always gets right up my nose. But maybe that's just me.
I think they just want to know who's visited. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, but not when you have to go to a central desk to register before they'll let you into their stand, because their tiles are so very precious. can't be doing with all that.
What did you think of, was it Seafra? The stand with the
where
big archway, and you go through a curtain. Did you see that?
No, but I will have a look at it tomorrow.
Then you should go through the curtain and see what's behind it.
Is there a magic wonderland behind it?
Yeah, Dan went through it to see. I'm not going to
remember. Is that
when
he grew his second head? what else did we see? I saw quite a lot of 5 centimetre wide tiles by up to 300 mil, but mainly 5 by 15s.
Yeah, strips.
Yeah, strips. Quite interesting.
Laid either parallel or in a bonding fashion.
Saw quite a lot of that. Was quite surprised because from a distance I was assuming that they were ragged edge tiles that were designed to lock together, and then I realised they were individual pieces.
Yeah, so you need to find the right tiler for that.
But you do need to find the right tiler.
I can't think of who stand it was now. But it looked like torn bits of corrugated cardboard. Did you see that?
Oh, it was called. I think it was
corrugated
called.
Corrugated cardboard or corrugated
I think
iron.
It was called.
Corrugated cardboard. Carton. Was it called?
Yeah,
carton.
I think carton. It was called carton.
Yes, that was Aparici then.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That was Aparici.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that one. That's good.
Yeah, no.
In fact, quite a few sort of distressed looking, you know, trying to create a well-worn effect.
Wabby sabby.
Right, whatever you say.
Shabby chic.
Shabby chic.
I'll just keep saying random words that about worn effects. And obviously they had the Francesco Segarra on Peronda with one of those, where they had a Spanish and a Sicilian bars with some lovely distress finishes.
Which
in them.
Which was lovely. Annie did me the designer of those, so that was nice.
Yes, we did. Had our picture taken with Mr. FS himself, so that was good.
So a lot of these images are up on the YouTube site at the moment, but obviously Hannah will be doing a lot more in depth as time goes on, and we will report
on Instagram.
And she will be on Instagram, so, and there'll be a lot more tomorrow, although hopefully we'll be...
And tune in tomorrow, we're going to be having a head-to-head, face-to-face, whatever you want to call them, with Betty Tandu, who's the editor of Tile Today in Australia. That she's experiencing her first chair sigh, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, fresh pair of eyes, be lovely. Nice to know what she thinks. Okay, guys, well, we better go get something to eat, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Ta-ra now.
You've been listening to Tilecast, produced by Diary of a Tile Addict. To ensure you don't miss any future episodes, don't forget to follow us. You can also find show notes and receive updates on news feeds, articles, podcasts and videos direct to your inbox by subscribing to the diaryofatileaddict.com website. Get the inside track at Diary of a Tile Addict.